Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Father, this morning we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all glory and honor due to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent, for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob's Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in our courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. God, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Call to among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let the grace be restored upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, and with great power give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:16. Lord, we ask for the revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:16. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end-time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace may to the thanks of your many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we sin not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. Lord, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Give us the grace to know the manifold glory. Help us to know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in our time of need in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus be over our spirit in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace. Where would we be without your grace, O God? We bless you, O God. Your grace and mercy brought us through, O God. And so, Father, we want to bless you and thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we confess and repent of all our personal sins and ask Jesus to come into our heart. Let this be a new beginning. Renounce all sins that have brought that have brought on us the consequences of being entrapped in the ungodly depths, pit snare, and trap that have kept us bound and unable to fulfill our God-given purpose in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt and ridicule. Lord, break off the contempt and ridicule that has put us, that have been put us on us by the pride. Wash us from the arrogance and arrogant ways that brought the contempt upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us for not forgiving those who have come against us. We now choose to forgive those who have spoken contempt against us and release them to you. Repent for every vow, promise, and covenant we made to you and others that we broke. In your mercy, please cancel these promises, evil, ungodly consequences of these to be nullified in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we choose to cancel, forgive all broken vows, promises, and covenants made by others to us. We trust in your words that you will pray. We forgive and freely release them in the name of Jesus. We repent on our behalf and on behalf of those who forgot and turned away from you, and for all those who have been through, though they saw you, your awesome works, but were ungrateful and unthankful and complained instead of thanking you and being grateful for all you have done. Lord, please break off these consequences from us and from all our loved ones for being unthankful in Jesus' name. We repent for generation of fear, especially the fear of men. We repent for the ways we ran from fear and ended up in any bit in Jesus' name. We repent for any way we have caused conflict, strife, and disunity, especially in the body of Christ. We repent of pride, arrogance, deceit, anger, and fear. We repent of harlotry, sexual immorality, seduction, or enticement, or allurement to lead the upright and the righteous astray. We are sorry for every foolishness spoken out of our mouths. Lord, forgive us. We repent and renounce on behalf of ourselves and our family line, our children, grandchildren, and our spouses, O God, for all who have Christ, Father, and Mother, in the name of Jesus. We repent and renounce on behalf of our behalf and our family behalf the sin of hatred, racism, and slavery. We repent for putting others in the ungodly depths of aching, despising, and discriminating against them because of different skin color, culture, gender, and beliefs. We forgive those who come against our family because of different skin color, belief, and culture. Lord, break the consequences of these sins of our family line and restore love that goes beyond racial, culture, economic, gender, and diverse boundaries in Jesus' name. We repent for and renounce all generational curses that have come with seeking worldly riches in the name of Jesus. Seek riches in you, Christ alone. We repent for ourselves and our family for robbing the poor, stealing, gambling, cheating, and using manipulation and witchcraft to gain wealth in Jesus' name. We repent on behalf of ourselves and for all those in our family line who were destroyed through lack of knowledge because they did not seek you in the mighty name of Jesus. They did not seek your wisdom. For all those who did not seek your guidance in their work, their business, their work, their ministry, their family, or other circles of influence, we break every destruction and that came upon them as a result in Jesus' name. Father, please remove our family and ministry from any ungodly death, spit, trap, or snare. Be restored to us all the blessings and benefits that have been held in the ungodly depths for our family line in the name of Jesus. We declare that the enemy will not fall. As we declare that the enemy will now fall into the trap instead that have been set for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we repent on behalf of ourselves, our family line, in the ways we did not walk in true spiritual unity, but allow bitterness, jealousy, and envy to be in our midst, causing us to fall into a trap and snare. Lord, forgive us. We repent for all those who did not guard their friends and family or the body of Christ and watch them fall into ungodly pits in Jesus' name. On behalf of ourselves and our ancestors, we repent, O God, for casting an evil eye on others because of envy, jealousy, thus placing them into ungodly depths. Lord, please remove defilement in any part of us that was placed in ungodly depths due to the evil eye and restore wholeness unto us. in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us for ungodly sensitivity that caused us to come into agreement with unjust accusation, ungodly perception, ungodly images, word curses, limitations, gossip and slander that was said against us or anything that belongs to us. Lord, please disconnect us from all these and cancel them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come into agreement with your perception of us. Lord, in your mercy, please break up ungodly works of our hands. Lord, we repent on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our family line, for worshiping foreign gods, idols, and ungodly beings, putting us in ungodly depths, especially through drugs and the spirit of pharmacia. Lord, please remove any part of us that has been trapped and cleanse it in your precious blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we repent for ourselves and our family for uttering false prophecies, ungodly prayers, witchcraft, curses, or incantation that have placed us in any ungodly death. Please remove all consequences of these actions from us and our family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, please disconnect us from ungodly physical touch, trauma, or assault. We repent for all dishonest or unjust covenant made by our ancestors or us. We forgive those who have committed injustice against us and brought false accusation against us. We renounce and reject every covenant of iniquity and addiction to sin in the mighty name of Jesus. Draw our soul from perdition and destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. We renounce and reject every appetite for sin through the influence of evil spirits in the name of Jesus. We revoke every covenant, evil covenant of allegiance, obligation made for us or by us consciously or unconsciously to make us a slave to sin in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, fire, destroy and burn to ashes every evil altar raised to keep us in spiritual bondage of sin in Jesus' name. Father, release ourselves from collective captivity, family, community, and neighborhood sin in the name of Jesus. We receive a clean break and release from all yokes of sin and iniquity in Jesus' name. We immerse ourselves, our body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We break every curse, every spell issue against our lives to make us to go into hell in the name of Jesus. We break and neutralize every definition, enchantment, witchcraft, evil mark issue against us to lure us into hell in the name of Jesus. We release ourselves from sins and curses from our paternal and maternal side up to 10 generations on both sides in the name of Jesus. We rededicate our lives to Christ afresh today. Jesus, take absolute control of our life today. Father, we promise not to walk in sin or iniquity in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. Let the Holy Spirit protect us. Let the Holy Spirit convict us even when we fall, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we will come into repentance, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O Father God. Let the blood speak, O God. Break us loose, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, oh God. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus make us heal, pure and whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children, their families in the blood of Jesus, their environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for your amazing grace. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
each moment because of you. Yes, I am, Lord. I want to thank you, praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Thank you, dear Lord, for saving a sinner like me. I want to tell the whole wide world, yes I do, that salvation is free. Praise God it is. I know that there were many times when I didn't do right. But you watched over me. Yes, you did. Both day and night, your grace and mercy brought me through. Yes, it did. I'm living each moment of you. Yes, I am. And I just want to thank you. Praise you too. For your grace and justice demanded. That I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, Jesus paid. He paid the price. I once was blind. Thank God I can see. It was because of grace. Came down to me. Yes, it did. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living each moment because of you. Oh yes, Lord. I just want I just want to thank you.
gonna say it again. He looks beyond. I'm so glad. I'm glad he looks beyond. I'm so glad he looks beyond my faults and through my needs. Hallelujah. He looks beyond my
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We honor you, O God, Almighty God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you glory. We bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And so, Lord, we praise you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, we ask you to hover over every area of our lives. Let your light shine, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let the light of God shine. Father God, everything in us that do not bring glory and honor to your name, we ask you, O God, to uproot those things out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We want to live for you. We want to do your will, not our will, but thy will be done. Father God, strengthen us, O God. Strengthen us, breathe on us, O God. Empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We are weak, O God, but you are strong. So help us in our weaknesses, O God. Let your strength be made perfect, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we bless you and we thank you. We pray, Lord, this morning for our children in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for our grandchildren in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we pray for our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, O God, everyone that's connected to us. We pray, O God, that you will have mercy on each and everyone in our families that we have called, the names that we've called, O God, in the name of Jesus, including ourselves. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Father, you're gracious, you're kind, you Lord, for your goodness and your grace. Father God, we bless you. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Empty us of ourselves. Burn everything in us that do not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you, oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, O God. We worship you and we glorify your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, We pray amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one that is here this morning, even those that are not here. And we praise God for everyone in the name of Jesus. This morning, we're going to look at the Luke 15, 11 to 32. Luke 15, 11 to 32. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength, and you are my in Jesus' name. Amen. And he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to be one of the citizens of that country. He sent him into his fields to feed pigs, and he was longing to be fed with pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your servant. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robes and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. And they began to celebrate. Father, this morning as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, O God, and none of me, Holy Ghost, let your word come forth in the power of the anointing of your Holy Spirit. O Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We've heard this story many times over and over. I read this morning from the English version of the prodigal son. Hallelujah. And I want us to pay attention mainly to the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. Many times there's always a problem when it comes to forgive one another. God is telling us to forgive. Hallelujah. To forgive. So yeah, Jesus said to have mercy. To be merciful unto others and forgive. The same measure we put out is the same measure will be given back unto us. Hallelujah. If we do forgive others their trespasses, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us of our trespasses. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. This prodigal son, he left. He asked his father for his inheritance. He left. He squandered it. He messed up. He messed up, and he was going through different changes. And one of the things I like about this prodigal son, as he went through changes, he changes, he stayed for what, and he even wanted to eat what the pigs ate. And they won't even give it any thought about it. Look, my father has all these things, more than this. Why must I stay here and suffer? Hallelujah. And when, let me say, there are times we're stuck in our pride and haughtiness because we don't want to confess to ourselves that we have made mistakes, and we decide to stay in that place. Oh, God will not forgive us. God will not have mercy on us. And so we stay because God is a merciful God, or because we're too proud to go back because we ashamed of what we did to a person. We're embarrassed for what we did. But the Bible said, and I went over that a few weeks ago, if my people who are called by my name shall humble, the first thing is when you're coming into repentance is humility. I have sinned. I have fallen short. Done this. We gotta confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So instead of us being stuck in pride and haughtiness, and we cannot, there are some people that are so stubborn. They cannot say when they're wrong for doing something. They look for excuses for everybody else. We don't want to be in that place among that category. No, we want, Lord, I always pray, let the Holy Spirit hover over us. When I pray that prayer, hover over, because when the Holy Spirit hover over us, it's just like you got a glass. And you put water in the glass, and when you stir the glass, when the Holy Spirit is hovering, there's a stirring, and all the things that's at the bottom comes up top. You see, first you thought there was nothing in the glass because you couldn't see it, but when it happened, when the Holy Spirit hovers, we are like a vessel, and there's glass, and when the Holy Spirit hovers, all those things that is deep in the bottom, it comes to the top. You see all those things in your life, in my life, that is not pleasing to God. You can't, that water can not even, they can't be drank by you, and it can't be, you can't get that water to nobody else because that water is contaminated. Hallelujah. That's why you have to come to the throne of grace. And we ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. And let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. When you look at the blood of Jesus, I'm just using this as a comparison. It's like you have this water, this thing, and you want to cleanse this. This water is messed up, and you take a Clorox, and you put a little Clorox in that water, and the water gets white, or your clothes dingy and messed up, and it's supposed to be white. Many times our clothes is supposed to be white. It was white when you got it. But now the clothes not white anymore. Hallelujah. We wore that robe of righteousness. And so it has gotten, when people look at it, you say, you like my white dress? No, the white dress now look cream. Because of the sin that is in it. But the white dress originally was supposed to be a white dress. Hallelujah. So what happened when the blood of Jesus were purified, make it white, make it pure and holy. Hallelujah. We don't want to lay in our caskets, in our coffins. robes. Okay? Pure white linen robes. You okay, but Apostle, what are you talking about? Where are you? Okay, with the person, you will see their physical clothes. When you look at a body, you see their physical clothes where they lay them out. But the real body has on the spiritual clothes. The spirit, and it has to be white. White. That's why it says white morality takes on immorality. Hallelujah. We white garments washed and seen in the blood of Jesus. When your garments are seen, the blood of Jesus, wash it and make it white. Hallelujah. No man know the day, no man know the hour. But we don't want to stay in our sin and iniquity. Because of pride, God has many great things for us. Many great promises. Yes, we've been Christian for 50 years. Yes, we've been Christian for 80 years. Yes, we've been Christian for 20 years. Yes, we read our Bibles and we pray every day. Yes, we fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Yes, we've done all of that. But when it comes to forgiveness, our hearts are hardened. And we do not want to forgive. We want to carry bitterness in our hearts. This is a message this morning of repentance. Some of you were not here earlier. I started off. We did not do so much. I did not play the worship music that much this morning. We started off with asking God for his grace, for his mercy. Hallelujah. We ask you, God, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us. Hallelujah. And make us whole again. In the name of Jesus. So I'm not telling you to confess your sins. No. It's between you and God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict our hearts. The Holy Spirit pricked this heart of the prodigal son. And we keep the reality. Sometimes it takes people to come to the bottom line before they can come into repentance. Whatever it takes, the Holy Spirit is right there convicting us and telling us, Lord, what you've done is wrong. Get right with God. Get your house in order. What does that mean? Your house is you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Get your house in order. Get people always say, "Oh, get your house in order. Get your will or your no, no. It's about your house. When God speaks to you to get your house in order, it is about your life and your destiny. It's not about who you're gonna need will this to and property to. No, it's about you're getting your spiritual inheritance. Not what is on earth, but what is heaven. Hallelujah. Get your house in order. Forgive. Hallelujah. Forgive others their trespasses. And God will forgive us our trespasses. It might be hard, but forgive. You cannot be a Christian. All these years, I cannot be a Christian and pray on the prayer line all these years. And I let just this one thing keep me from going to see Jesus Christ, my maker. Just because of this foolish pride, we cannot do that. I don't know who God is speaking to, but do not let this one bitterness keep you from going to heaven. Do not let this one bitterness allow the Holy Spirit. Let him uproot it. Let the Holy Spirit burn those things in you. that do not glorify God. I know it is difficult, but submit to the Holy Ghost. Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender my fears, and I surrender all these things. Lord, I surrender. You cannot do it on your own, my sisters and brothers. You need the Holy Ghost. You need it. And don't say, Apostle, I don't have it. No, we say we forgive. But in our deep, deep parts of our hearts, do we forgive? Hallelujah. If you see that person, how is their reaction? If you hear their name, how do you, what's the first thing that comes to your heart? Do you, because sometimes when you hear, you remember all the evil that person does, then you have not forgiven. Am I telling you to forget? Forget you, people, you will forget those things. But as the Holy Spirit work in our hearts, before you know it, you will let it go and surrender it to Him. Hallelujah. So you search me, oh Lord, and know my heart, and see if there's anything wicked in me. Take this time, hallelujah, and repent, for the kingdom of God at hand. Repent. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. I repeat, get your house in order. Oh, you and that person you have not forgiven there probably have asked God for forgiveness. And you're drowning in all those things, and that person have already asked God for forgiveness. I've been that road. But I can tell you one thing, only the Holy Spirit helps you. Because sometimes that wound can be cut. That wound is get cut so deep, 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 deep. Sometimes people hurt you so much and you don't even know nothing but just so you cry. I don't care how nice you are, they will continue taking a knife and put it. Hallelujah. But we have to be obedient to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to forgive. Help us to forgive. Help us to be merciful. The Holy Spirit heal the wounds of your past. Let the Holy Spirit heal us. Hallelujah. We do not want to close our eyes. I repeat. Be in Christ. Pay your offering tithes to your church. You are deacon. Deaconess. Deacon, you are pastor. You are an apostle. You travel all around. You preaching. You teaching. You beat all around in the night. And when you look, you find yourself in hell because you will not forgive. Hallelujah. This day is Independence Day in the United States. But this day is Independence Day in the heavenly realm. In fact, every day, every minute and hour, you can go to God, boldly to the throne of grace, and ask for mercy. It might be a brother, a sister you're against. It could be a husband. It could be a friend, a best friend who messed with you and betrayed you. Take it to God in prayer. The prodigal son did that. The Holy Spirit convicted him. He went. He was surprised. It's time for you to arise and go to your Father in heaven and kneel down and ask Him for mercy and ask Him to help who has trespassed against you. The Bible says, what did the Father do? He read the compassion, embracing. This is the same thing the Lord will do to you. Hallelujah. It's time, spirit of humility, and ask God for mercy, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. This morning we celebrate independence from the spiritual standpoint. Because it's spiritually, if you're not free, be free physically. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Father God, thank you, Lord, for the word. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Help us, O God. Have mercy on us, O God. Holy Spirit, we try to do these things on our own, but we fail. We need your help, Holy Ghost, and we surrender everything to you. We are weak, but you are strong. So, Holy Spirit, perfect all that concerns our lives. Help us, Holy Spirit, to forgive. Give us a repentant heart in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that our house, the day you call us home, oh, that our house will be in order. Hallelujah. So we thank you for even convicting us so that we can come into repentance. Thank you for giving us chance and chance and chance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and a sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, revealed, and abide of us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Happy Independence Day. God bless you. Be safe. Be safe. Be covered with the blood of Jesus, your children. Pray for every one of you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean.